Well, howdy, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Let's talk a little hunting. I tell you, we had a cool front come through Texas a couple of days ago, and I know you folks up in Kansas and Oklahoma, southeastern Colorado, all up through there that you've already experienced the cooler weather, but it chilled things down. We even got a little rain here in northeast Texas where I live. Let's talk about air guns. For about the past 10 or 11 years, I've been hunting editor for the only publication that I'm aware of that's devoted strictly to air guns. It's called Air Gun Hobbyist. It's a glossy magazine, chock full of all kind of interesting stuff on air guns. But as hunting editor, I've had a chance to shoot all kind of small calibers, big calibers. I hunt with air guns a whole lot. It's not new. I think it's been on the market a couple of years, but it's new to me. Umarex is an awesome company. They make some great air guns. But I actually been shooting one called a Primal 20, Umarex Primal 20. And it's basically a 20-gauge barrel, which is 62 caliber. You know, that's a 20-gauge, that loads with what I call rifle slugs. I think there are 395 grain slugs that Umarex has for these, but I just took delivery of it. I've heard a whole lot of good things about this, and I'm anxious to put it to work. It charges up to 4,000 PSI, which is a lot of pressure, and that gives it the ump to push that big old 395 grain bullet rifle slug out the barrel. So at the end of the barrel is a rifled muzzle, if you will, or choke, if you will. I guess that'd be the way to describe it. And it looks like the rifling is not a very fast twist, but it stabilizes these bullets. I know quite a bit about the rifle, even though I'm just now putting it to use. My friend Larry Wysoon, a lot of you visited with Larry here on the show with me a lot. Larry shot a boar up into Choctaw Hunting Lodge with it, and another guy, Dusty Vickery, just last week used the same rifle. We call it a shotgun. I call it a rifle. It shoots a bullet, but also shoots shot. But we're going to get into that later. But he killed an oryx, which is a big animal, with one shot with that thing. And so I've hunted with big boars quite a bit. This one is brand new to me. But I've watched a lot of videos from Umarex and also on YouTube. It is a viable hunting tool and develops a whole bunch of foot-pounds of energy. I won't start quoting ballistics and energy to you, but what I'm going to do with this one is sight it dead on at 50 yards. I want it. Most of the hunting, air gun hunting that I do is inside 75 yards, but I'll sight it in at 50, and then I'll go out to 75. I don't expect there to be very much drop at all. Maybe a couple of inches. I don't think that even that big old heavy bullet's going to drop that much when it's pushed along by 4,000 PSI pressure. So that's kind of wanted to do a little review on that today. We'll talk more about the Umarex Primal 20 as I do more hunting with it. I want to do some filming with it. Our TV show that I do with Larry Wysoon and Jeff Rice each week is called A Sportsman's Life. And you can go to Carbon TV. That's a great place, by the way. There's all kind of outdoor video. My radio podcast, I do an outdoor show, an hour-long show that's on about 40 stations. And after the stations run it, it becomes a podcast there at Carbon TV. So you can check that out. Just search out A Sportsman's Life, though, for the TV show, and you can watch our weekly TV show. Folks, we're about out of time. I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk some air gun hunting with you today. Be safe. A deer season is upon us. I know up in some of the states that the rifle season's about to open. It is here in Texas, so good luck to everybody, and join me right here next week for some more fun talking hunting and fishing. A big thanks to all of our sponsors, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, Waterfowl and Pheasant Hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzleloaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakanee, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.